Welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting a local social change maker, activist, or nonprofit leader.
Yeah, it's Caroline's Cause.
Good morning.
How are you? I just get my mouth working and I'll be able to do my job.
Oh, well, you know.
Caroline, how are you?
I am great. I missed everybody. Good morning, listeners. And yeah, it's been a couple weeks since I've sat in this chair. And
yes,
I'm happy to be back.
Yeah, good.
It's an
important thing you do because Laguna Beach is full of non-profit organisations. We're very lucky that we've got a certain degree of wealth here, which is nice, and then people are able to spend that money on good deeds around the place.
Yeah, that's part of it. And the other part is that people that live here tend to be social change makers, and they want to, you know, do something, whether they have the funds or not. They, you know, you can be an activist and just participate and get active.
No,
you know?
Good point. You're right. It doesn't, you know,
doesn't have to be about
wealthy
money.
People don't do anything, do they?
That's, a lot of they're poor wealthy people do they everything. Don't spend it.
True enough. Yeah. No, it really is. It does have that atmosphere here, and people are encouraged to do nice things around the place. So.
Right. We're full of like-minded. Well, very full of like-minded people here in Laguna Beach, and it's really, you know, very fulfilling to live here and be able to like promote that. So
I have found that we're a bastion of that sort of. Those kinds of works in Orange County, for sure.
For sure. Mm-hmm. So today we're actually going to do a little potpourri show. You and I are going to chat about your social cause and your endeavor, and let's talk about it.
Well, yeah, it worked out perfectly because I've got another Music in Common weekend. We have got a new Music in Common weekend this weekend. If you don't know what that is, it's where it's Music in Common is an organization that does a lot of different things. To forward the process of peace between faiths, specifically Abrahamic faiths. It was started by a guy called Todd Mack, who was in a band with a guy called Daniel Pearl, who was the journalist who was killed by the Taliban, the first American journalist to be killed in that war in Pakistan. And that's a few years ago, that's a decade ago. And Todd was in a band with Daniel Pearl, he's famously a journalist, but Daniel Pearl was also a musician and a real lover of music. And he was in a band with Todd, and when his friend Danny was killed, Todd decided he was going to, when the dust settled, he was going to do something positive in this world. He's a studio owner and a musician himself, and lives up in New Hampshire. And I met him in Israel, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago, and he was doing his thing out there. And at the time I thought, good luck, you know, doing this thing. But the more I thought about it, the more I got to know Todd, and we remained friends, I realised how positive and how brilliant a thing this was. And then a couple of years ago, I got talking to him about bringing the project, or one of his programmes, down to Laguna Beach. So last year, we got together three groups of kids, 15 to 20-year-olds, young people, between the ages of 15 and 20, yeah, and a group from with Jewish backgrounds, a group with Muslim backgrounds, and a group with Christian backgrounds. I say that because there's all levels of religiosity represented. Some are quite religious, some weren't. We had some Muslim kids. We had a Muslim girl with a full hijab and praying five times a day, and then we had another Muslim kid who was just from a Muslim family, you know. So it's not important how religious they are. And all levels of musical ability. They're all lovers of music anyway.
Right, that's the commonality, right?
Lovers of music, and believers in peace.
Right.
And they all got together, these three groups, Jews, Christians and Muslims, and they wrote a song over a period of 2 days. And the song was great. It was called Pray for a Cure. And the video's available online. You just have to Google that, Pray for a Cure, Music in Common. And they made a video. Videographer from town, Dave DeSantis, filmed the whole thing over the weekend. We did it at Laguna College of Art and Design for 2 days. And then at the end of the weekend, on the Sunday night, parents and interested parties were invited to come, anybody who wanted to come. And there were like 50, 60 people there. And the mayor, at that time, Mayor Pro Tem, Steve Dixrow, made a very moving speech. The kids talked about their experience and they sang the song. And we showed a brief film about Music in Common. That Todd brought with him. He came down to facilitate the weekend. So Todd's coming again this weekend, and we've got three new groups, three different, you know, groups of kids coming down. This time we're doing it at BC Space in Forest Avenue, and the kids are going to do their thing and write a song, and then on Sunday night they'll perform the song at BC Space at 7 o'clock, and anybody who wants to come, drink a glass of wine and watch these kids, and the mayor will be there again, and it's, you know, it's a collaborative process for these kids. We live in our cars in Orange County. We don't get to meet our neighbours, let alone people from other faiths or communities. So in Orange County, it's a particular challenge, you know, peace is a particular kind of challenge because we don't know each other. And that's the first stage in reconciliation, let's put it that way. If you don't know me, how can you make peace with me? You're likely to be scared of me.
Well, exactly. What you don't know of, people tend to be afraid of.
Afraid of, yes.
Exactly.
The other, you know.
So let's talk about how that first project, you got involved because you met your friend in Israel.
Uh-huh.
What are the other motivations, you know, for you personally?
Well, I'm very interested in Israel. Obviously, my family live there.
Right. So, and you visit
we go quite a
couple
lot,
times
yeah.
a year?
Yeah. Once a year. We've been once this year. And so it's very interesting to me. But I'm concerned about the state of Israel because I think that if we don't find some way to reconcile with our Arab neighbours, that's dangerous for the state of Israel. I don't think it's not just a kumbaya thing for me. I think that the occupation of the West Bank is dangerous for the state of Israel and for the people of Israel. And so I would like to find ways to make peace, you know, with our neighbours and figure that out. And the first step in that direction is to get to know our Islamic and our and Christian neighbours over there. So. We've a lot in common. One of those things is music, and so music in common. You know, we could have done hummus in common, but the Christians don't know how to make hummus. They put sun dried tomatoes in it, and all that.
Okay.
We have to
boil the garbanzo beans first. That's the trick.
Well,
anyway, we could go on and on about
that. You've got to scrape the scum off the thing, and you've got to eat it warm when it first comes out of the thing, and plenty of tahini and lemon juice. And don't put sun dried tomatoes in there. It's not good. It's very bad for you. So the Christians would have been left out of that conversation. But music is something that unites us all. So. It's fun, number one.
Yeah.
And it's no holds barred. There are no elephants in the room. We talk about anything the kids want to talk about. And they write the song. We just help them, show them that some tricks to getting a song finished.
Now, so you have your next event or your next, what do we call it? It's not a project, but next.
It's an event, yeah, I guess.
Okay. Is this weekend in Laguna Beach, and are any of the groups that are participating friends of the original cast of characters?
That's a good question.
You know, in other words, was it sort of like something that
yes,
they had such an incredible
right.
experience
yeah,
that they
yeah,
brought
yeah.
in?
I
you
think
know,
that we got, because we found kids
out.
From all different places.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest challenge for us, is finding kids. You know, for some reason, it's really not as easy as you would think it would be. But we've got a full group, full gamut this time, and I think we got them from all different places. There was a Muslim lady called Bana Hilal who got in touch and said, I've got some kids. I love this idea. And she found some kids. One of these women who can pick up the phone and bamboozle people into doing things, you know.
Yes.
Amazing. I love people like that. And so she was able to do that. And then I think we do have at least one kid who was a friend of one of the kids from last time. So that's cool too.
Is cool. Okay, let's talk about the location. This is going to be. You said it's going to be at
the BC Space, best kept secret in Laguna.
Yes, and we were discussing this before my show, and I've heard about it, and I haven't even been in there.
Yeah,
talk about who owns it and like what that's all about.
So
that's actually part of the process is the space is
gotta find
so
a space.
Cool.
Yeah.
You know, it has a vibe that will.
Well, the college was brilliant last time.
Unity.
College was excellent last time, and it has a certain cachet as well for people from out of town anyway.
For sure.
We're doing this at Laguna College of Art and Design. Wow, that's cool. So they were very kind and gave us a room last time. And they couldn't, this time they've got an event on the 10th, on Saturday, so we weren't able to use... And I wanted to use the same room for both days. So I contacted Mark Chamberlain, who owns BC Space, and my wife Ava has put on some shows there, some plays. It's literally a space. So... if Mark likes...
A hidden space, actually. It's like a door,
it's
right?
It's a door in
doorway.
The wall.
Yeah,
next
cool.
to the Candy
I love
Baron.
That.
Everybody knows where the Candy Baron is.
Everybody.
So if you're facing the Candy Baron on the street, it's to the left. There's just a door in the wall, a secret door. You can see it from the street, but you walk by it 50 times a day and you never you know, you don't know what's behind it. And it's a gallery and a photographic studio, and it's been there since 1973. Mark Chamberlain is a local photographer and activist, and when I say activist, he's responsible for the world's largest photograph, which you can see at the Marine Base over there, El Toro. They've got it in one of those big hangars. It's the world's Guinness Book of Records.
Really?
Yep. And he's the guy who... one of the guys that was really instrumental in saving Laguna Canyon. He built a photographic exhibition called The Tell back in the 90s, which was photographs from all over town. And he built a mountain of photographs. So a tell is like Tel Aviv is... A tell is a hill,
uh-huh,
which has been human... It's been built by human... building. So you build something, then you knock it down, and you build something else, and slowly, slowly, the level of the ground goes up. So that's what a tell is.
Interesting. I'll have to have him on the show.
Yeah,
so,
he's great.
So, do you need any? Well, first of all, I want to fill the space. How many people does it hold? And you know, for the listeners out there, what time? How do people actually go?
So the kids are
going to
be there
this.
From 10 till 6 both days. Saturday and Sunday this week. And then on Sunday evening at 7 o'clock, the kids will do that for about an hour. We'll show our little film. We'll have a little talk. The Mayor Dichter will say a few words. And the kids will talk about their experience over the weekend, which really is transformational. I mean, kids come in a little nervous and awkward. They're teenagers, you know, and they're not sure of each other and blah, blah, blah. By the end of the weekend, it's a love fest. Everybody's exchanged text messages. The kids from last year are still friends. Now it's astounding to me.
I love
but
that.
But at that age, you know, they get it's intense for
well,
them.
Well, I mean, there's so many things going on here. They're making music together that mm-hmm. brings you together. They're this inner, you know, multiple faith merging, mm-hmm. which you know, kids are more open to that than you know their elders with these different faiths. But still, you know, they're raised in these systems. Potentially raised in systems of, you know, segregation between
faiths. As I said before, we're all segregated because we drive around in our cars.
Well,
we don't see each other.
True.
On the most simple level, you know, I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but just on that level, it's really obvious. You go to Ralph's, you walk by each other, and you don't even make eye contact with people, you know. So these kids...
We're homogenous in our diversity.
precisely, see, we've got that whole American sort of spirit of freedom and independence, but we're a little too independent.
Yeah.
You know, it's not natural. We need to depend on each other as a community. So these kids, they have this, you know, if you've got some sort of, even an unspoken fear of anything, and then you overcome it quickly, you feel incredibly emancipated. And
that's right.
So it's a big feeling, very emotional thing for them. So they have a great time, and they've created something, as you say, brand spanking new, which goes online, and they can watch it forever, the videos, you know.
Fantastic.
So.
Okay, is there a charge?
Free to come in. Absolutely free to participants, free to everybody. We've made this, I want it to be, everybody can do this who wants to do it, you know. So we've been given a grant by the city, very grateful to the city of Laguna, for a grant of a couple of $1,000, $2,500 from the community assistance grant this year. So that enabled us to fly Todd down, stick him in a cheap hotel, rent him a car.
That doesn't exist here.
You know, well, he's staying in Long Beach, actually, because you know, that was the cheap place. So he's staying up there. And then, you know, it enables us to buy materials and provide the kids with snacks and blah, blah, blah. And then on the Sunday night, 7 o'clock, everybody, the community is welcome to come for free, have a glass of wine and watch these kids do their thing. And there's space for at least one, I think there's space for one more participant from each community. So we're looking for a Christian, a Muslim and a Jew. If they want to do it, very welcome. If not, we've still got a nice group. But we could certainly use participants for this and future events. You know, we're going to keep doing this.
Oh, I love that. Okay, if you couldn't tell already, listeners, we're talking to our very own Jason Fetty, DJ extraordinaire, worker at KX93.5, and we're talking about this great event that he has brought from Israel to Laguna Beach. Last thing, let's make sure people can get there. Candy Baron on Forest Street.
Forest
door to
Avenue.
The left or to the right?
It's to the left. If you're facing, if you're looking at the candy, if you're looking at all that taffy in those,
those
buckets,
barrels,
right? On the left of the Candy Baron, right next door, there's a door in the wall. I think it's grey or blue or something. But there's a door in the wall, and you open that door and you walk upstairs, and there it is. So that's 7 o'clock, most importantly, 7 o'clock on Sunday night. See the kids, come and say hello. I'll be there, obviously, and watch the kids do their song and learn a bit more about music in common. And we'd like to just do more stuff in town. Even Laguna Beach has had its issues recently. You know, the whole thing at Earth Cafe with the Muslim women,
for sure,
and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's everywhere. These kinds of problems, which are born of the fact that we don't know each other or understand each other, they're everywhere. Even in Laguna Beach, even in lovely Laguna Beach.
Yeah, it's everywhere. Okay, and if any listeners out there know of any other teens, basically, that would like to participate, do they need to play instrument or anything?
Just have to have an interest in music, and be from one of those backgrounds, one of those communities. You know,
how would they get a hold of you if they want to participate this weekend?
Email me, jason@kx935.com. jason@kx935.com.
I love it, Jason. Great work. So, so, so cool. Anything else?
To learn more, musicincommon.org. Musicincommon.org.
Excellent. Very, very nice. I also want to talk real briefly about Surfrider has a fundraiser coming up next Saturday on the 17th. And it's part of their dual national fundraisers. They had one in Montauk, New York, last month. And it's called Two Coasts, One Ocean. And this upcoming event is in Malibu at a private home on Point Dume.
Fancy.
It's very, very nice.
Yeah, lovely.
And there are tickets still available, and it's going to be the event. I was at the event in Montauk. It's a really cool event. You know, it's a beach chic attire, really great music, great vibe. And, you know, Surfrider is our steward of protecting our oceans and beaches.
Everybody
and
looks to them. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and so many of the national leaders and the CEO are born and raised here or live here in Laguna Beach.
Yeah.
So it's really near and dear to my heart. And so check out surfrider.org, Two Coasts, One Ocean, all separated by hyphens. And you will find out more information on how to get to that event. It's a very much a superstar studded event with all, in the past, you know, the kings of surf, the Kelly Slaters and those fab people. Hey, you know, Kelly Slater played a song with Eddie Vedder a couple weeks ago.
Yes, I heard that.
Yeah, it was way cool at the Ohana Festival. So, he can sing and play guitar.
Oh, he can
do
everything. I hate that guy.
He's like such a
completely hate that dude.
Stud.
Makes me sick.
Hey, you know what? God love him. Oh, he's a well-rounded guy. We've got a lot of cool people coming up on Cause Corner in the coming weeks, and I hope the listeners continue to tune in around 8:20 a.m. on Wednesdays. And if you have any activists, social causes, in-town philanthropists that you'd like for me to interview, please let me know by sending me a note on the Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page. And I think that's
can I say,
all.
Can I say it with you?
Oh.
In the meantime?
Absolutely. Wait. So this is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. Until next time,
make it a giving day.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.